The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, Text Number 26, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 6th, 1972, in Vrindavan, India.
Mumukshaba ghoro rupani hitva bhupatinatha Narayana kala shanta bhajanti janasuya. So, the first word, mumukshava. It is very difficult, this class of men, to find out mumukshava. It is very difficult to find out. They do not know what is meant by mumukshava. Mumukshava means desiring to be liberated. They do not know what is liberation. The so-called scientists, philosophers of the modern age, they do not know what is meant by liberation, mumukshava. And still, they are the heads of education and public leaders. Andha jatha andhi rupaniyamana. They do not know what is the objective of life, what for the human life is meant. They do not know. I was just talking with Gurudas. Sometimes in the year 1950 or 51, I went to Jhansi, and it happened so that the friend in whose house I was staying, he was a leader, and there was a meeting for Gandhi's Disappearance Day. So I was asked to speak. At that time I was not sannyasi. I was asked to speak something on non-violence. So I explained that violence means if you have got some right, and if somebody by force stops you to utilize your right, that is violence. That is violence. I have got some right to take something, so or enter in some room, and if somebody checks me by force that you cannot enter, that is violence and it is criminal. So, our land of Bharatvarsha, it is not ordinary thing to take birth in Bharatvarsha. Just see practically how many men, they are automatically circumambulating this temple, even with that common man. So, in this way, if you study, by nature, they are God-conscious in Bharatvarsha, by nature. Even a very poor man is satisfied in God-consciousness. He doesn't care, poverty stricken. He is satisfied, Krishna has placed me in this position. Neither he cares to know. We have studied. Why I am poverty-stricken? Doesn't care. Now I am getting some food by grace of Krishna. Not very long ago, say about 200, 300 years ago, in Krishnanagar, there is a big Jamindar, Raja Krishnachandra. So, he went to a learned scholar, Pandit, Brahman, Though Brahmana, they voluntarily accept poverty. They don't care. So Raja Krishnachandra came to him and asked him, Panditji, can I help you in some way? He replied, I don't require any help from you. No, I see that you are very poverty stricken. No, I am not poverty stricken. My students get some rice for me, and my wife cooks it, and I get some, there was a tamarind tree, so I get some tamarind leaves. So, it is very nice, I don't require any help. This is India's Chanakya Pandit. He was the greatest scholar, politician. He was Prime Minister of Maharaj Emperor Chandragupta, under whose name the Chanakya Puri is going on. He was living in a cottage, not accepting any salary. And as soon as Maharaj Chandragupta wanted some explanation, immediately resigned. This is the standard of persons who are born in India. Vyasdev, who can be greater scholar than Vyasdev? He has written, his last contribution is Srimad Bhagavatam, and each word, if you study for hundreds of years, still you have to understand each word. Such a scholar, he was living in a cottage. So, this is actually India's culture. So I explained in that meeting that after many, many births, one is given the opportunity to take birth in this holy land of Bharatvarsha. Unfortunately, you people, you are by force making them materialist. They had the opportunity to take advantage of the contribution of great sages, rishis, to study and to become a successful human being. But you are by force dragging them from that attitude to this materialistic way of life. This is violence. This is violence. What you are speaking of nonsense, non-violence. This is violence. So, about 20 years ago, I was thinking like that. So, actually, people are being killed, not only in India, but outside also, by these blind leaders. They do not know how to lead people, how to make them happy, how to make them successful in their human form of life. Narottam Das Thakur sang, Hari Hari Bifale Janama Gumai. Manushya Janama Paiya Radha Krishna Nabhajiya Janiya Suniya Bishokhain. My dear Lord Krishna, I have simply wasted my time. Simply. Without Krishna consciousness, actually, simply we are wasting time. Simply. Such opportunity, human form of life. Our attention is diverted simply for eating, sleeping, mating and defending. And our real business is spoiled. That is summarized by Narottam Das Thakur. That Hari Hari Bifale Janama Bhai. I have simply spoiled my life. Manushya Janam, this human form of life was especially meant for understanding Krishna, Radha Krishna. If not Radha Krishna, at least Krishna of Battle of Kurukshetra. Sometimes the politicians say, our friend, Mr. Chatterjee, N.C. Chatterjee, he was nice friend of me, that, Swamiji, I want Krishna of the battlefield of Kurukshetra, not of Vrindavan. And that's all right. At least he take battlefield of Krishna, Krishna of the battlefield of Kurukshetra, that's all right. But take to Krishna, if you are not so much fortunate to understand what is Radha Krishna, at least you try to understand what is Arjuna Krishna. So, actually the whole world is being spoiled. I am especially drawing the attention of those who are thoughtful men. People are being killed without this Krishna consciousness. People are being killed. They got this opportunity, human form, they should have been educated to understand Krishna, and by understanding Krishna they become liberated. Here it is here, mumukshava. Mumukshava, those who are desiring for liberation. But they do not know what is liberation. What is transmigration of the soul? What is soul? Nothing. Simply rascals. And they are leading the whole people. They do not know what is liberation. The Darwin's theory, bodily concept of life. But that anthropology that is going on in the university, a false theory without any idea. So, here it is said, mumukshava, desiring for liberation. But the people do not know what is liberation. They are thinking liberation in terms of politics. Just like we have become liberated from the British rule. What sort of liberated? Liberation. Hey, during British rule, people are free to move, free to spend their money. Now you are so liberated that you cannot move, you can spend your money. This is liberation. Formerly there was no restriction for going outside. And for a sannyasi like me, I had so much difficulty to obtain the permission of the government to go out. So much difficulty. I remember all this. How? What great difficulty I got out of this country. And because I somehow or other, by Krishna's grace, had got out of this country, I could spread this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Otherwise, it was not possible. I wanted to start this movement from India, but I was not at all encouraged. I approached so many friends that, you have got four sons. Kindly give me one of your sons. I want to make him Brahmin. Oh, Swamiji, what will you do? Becoming Brahmin. We have to earn our livelihood. You see? So, people have forgotten what is the aim of life. What is the purpose of life? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharat bhumite manushya janma haila ja, janma sarthak kari karo paropakar. Everyone who has taken birth on the land of Bharatvarsha, he must make his life successful, because here we have the opportunity in what is mumukshava, what is liberation, actually. We have got this information in Bharatvarsha, no other country. Their liberation means so-called political liberation and making humbug, all these things, fighting with one another. That is not liberation. Liberation means to get out of the cycle of repetition of birth and death. That is called liberation. But they have no idea whose liberation, what is liberation, after liberation, where to go. All these knowledge practically blocked. So it is very difficult to understand the statements of Srimad Bhagavatam like this verse, mumukshava ghora rupan hitya bhupate natha. They do not understand. People are so misguided, ill-educated, that they do not understand it. Otherwise, the land of Bharatvarsha is meant for liberation. In other lands, they take birth. They have no information of liberation. Here, in this land, Bharatvarsha, there is the idea of liberation, mukti. Mukti. So, we should be interested in that liberation. Mumukshava. Mumukha ichhava. Those who are desiring. Those who want to remain within this bondage, material bondage of transmigrating from one body. Abrahma bhuvana lokan punaravartinarjuna. Abrahma bhuvana lokan. We are trying to improve our material condition. Sometimes we are going up, sometimes we are coming down. This is going on. But actual life, this human form of life is meant for to get out of this darkness of material world. Tamasi ma jyotirgama. This is the information, Vedic information. Don't remain in this darkness. Darkness, this material world is dark. Just like night, it was dark. Actually, it was dark. And because the sun sign is there, now we are seeing each other. Actually, it is dark. And dark also ignorance. We do not know what is the aim of life. Therefore, the whole world is darkness. And the Vedic information is, do not remain in the darkness. Come to the light. But that education is wanted. That is called mukti. To get out of the darkness of ignorance and darkness of this material world. So, mumukshava, if one is serious to go out of this darkness to the light, then his duty is to, here as it is mentioned, Narayana kala shanta bhajanti hi anasuyava. Anasuyava. Asua means envious. Just like when he present Krishna, especially in India, this botheration is not there in other countries outside India. Because they had no information. I have placed before them that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. You are searching after God, here is God. Here is God's name. Here is God's address. Here is God's activities. You try to understand God. Why you are speculating? So they have accepted it. They are not asuyava. They are not envious. Here, if I present Krishna, one will say, why not Kali? Guru Rupan. Oh, Kali is very active. It has got so long tongue and has got a sword in her hand, is cutting the heads. That is very nice. And we shall be able to eat goats. You see? Actually, the Kali Puja means for the meat eaters. The Kali Puja now, this season is Kali Puja. This Kali Puja means because the Vedic Shastras are so made that from the lowest rascal to the highest intelligent man should be elevated. That is the purpose. From the lowest rascal to the highest intelligent Brahmin. Because all classes of men are there. Some of them are influenced by the modes of goodness, some of them are influenced by the modes of passion, some of them are influenced by the modes of ignorance, but the Vedas are meant for study, for the human being. Anadi bohirmukh jeev Krishna bhuli gela, ataye Krishna ved purana kari. The Vedas are meant for human being. So, there are different types of human being. Therefore, there are different types of shastras to attract all classes of men. So, the meat eaters, for them, the Vedas says, yes, loke bhavayam amisha madhya siva nityastha jantu. Every living entity has a general trend because he has come here to enjoy, to satisfy the material senses. And material senses means eating meat, drinking wine, and have sex life. This is material, satisfying the material senses. So, they are regulated. All right, you want meat, you want to eat meat. All right, then sacrifice one goat before Goddess Kali and worship her on the Amavasya, on the dark moon night. So many regulations. The real purpose is to restrict him. But if it is directly said that don't eat meat, he'll be the whole thing. Therefore, there are so many prescription of worshipping different demigods. Otherwise, there is no necessity. There is no necessity. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Kamastastha hitogyana jajanti anna devata. Those who are worshipping other demigods, they have become blind. They have lost their senses. Hitogyana. Hitogyana. Real knowledge is lost. Real knowledge is lost. Therefore, they are after so many demigods. Krishna says, it is not my manufactured word. Kamai stashtai hitogyana jajanti anna devata. There is no need of worshipping any demigods. This is the Govardhan Puja. This Govardhan Puja, Nanda Maharaj was arranging for worshipping Indra. And Krishna stopped it. And he engaged him for worshipping Govardhan, which is representation of Krishna. That is the Govardhan Puja. So here it is said, Mumukshava ghoro rupan hitya bhupatinatha. Bhutapatinatha. So those who are actually desiring liberation from this entanglement of material life transmigrating from one body to another, we can get different types of sense pleasure in different bodies. That's all right. But this is not a very good business. Sometimes I become a demigod and sometimes I become an eucalyptus tree standing for 300 years. So why should we waste our time in that way? There is intelligence. But they do not know that this time I am very nice American. I have got my skyscraper building and motor car and very good bank balance. I am very happy. They don't care. But he does not know that next life, he may become a cat or dog. That he does not know. There is risk. This science is not taught in any university. That's so fools and that's guys. There is a great science, transmigration of the soul, immortality of the soul, how to elevate the soul to the highest perfection. These things are, they do not know, the rascals, they do not know, neither do they teach. Mumukshava Ghora Rupa. So unfortunate time it is. Therefore, there is great necessity of spreading this Krishna consciousness movement to actually educate the human being to the highest perfection of life. That is required. It is not a religious system competing with some other religion, just like they are thinking that we are making Christians Hindus. It is nonsense. We are not concerned with the Hindus, Muslims or Christians. We are not. These boys, they are educated boys. They have no business to come become Hindu from Christian. They have no business. There are many people before me, many Swamis went there to make Christians Hindus. They kicked there on their face. They did not become successful. Because they talk nonsense. Why one should Christian become Hindu, Hindu become Christian? They should know what is God, what He is, what is His relationship with God. This Krishna consciousness movement is there. It is not a movement for making Hindus to Muslim or Muslim to Hindus or Christian to Hindus. This is not that a movement. They clearly understand this. Therefore, they are following. They are accepting. If I would have preached that Hindu religion is better than Christian religion, they would have kicked me out long ago. It is a science, it is a philosophy. So, there is great necessity of educating people what is the aim of life. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Therefore, he said that Bharat Bhumite Manushya Jarma Hoilo Jat. He was appealing to the human being. Those were actually human beings, not to the cats and dogs. He was appealing to the human being. That you study the contribution of the great sages and make your life successful and go outside, preach this mission. That is going on under the name of Krishna consciousness movement. It is not a sentimental movement. It is a scientific movement. Mumukshava, Ghora Rupa. We are therefore restricting and not to worship any other. Therefore, when I started this mission, many friends advised me, why don't you make it God consciousness? This is bogus, God consciousness. Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, they will put so many gods. Here is another god, here is another god, here is another god, here is another god, here is another incarnation, here is another avatar. All nonsense. Place. Actual is God. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Narayana Kala Shyamanta. So, try to understand our mission. Here it is said. We have to accept the Supreme Personality of God. Krishna also said, Sarva Dharman Paritajya Mame Kamsar, and to me only. Then you will be saved. Otherwise you will go to hell. So, this Mumukshava Ghora Rupa, we don't advise that you either you worship Kali or either see Shiva, either you say, it is all the same. We don't speak all this nonsense. We simply say, come to Krishna, then you will be saved. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.